City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. Candidate list for City Council District 49. Deborah L. Rose, Democratic, Working Families. Mark A. Macron, Republican, Conservative.
Deborah L. Rose,
party enrolled in
Democratic,
current occupation,
member, New York City Council, 49th District, North Shore, Staten Island.
Previous occupations:
Executive Director, Liberty Partnership Program, College of Staten Island.
Education:
Port Richmond High School, Staten Island, BA History and Secondary Education, Hofstra University, Hempstead, New York.
Organizational affiliations:
Staten Island Chapter, National Council of Negro Women, Life Member, Past President, Founder, Staten Island Black Women's Health Initiative. Past Chair, Staten Island Community Residential Center, New York State Division for Youth. Past Member, Board of Directors, Staten Island Mental Health Society. Past Chair, Staten Island Branch, New York Urban League's Education and Youth Committee. Past Member, American Cancer Society, Breast Cancer Partnership Program.
Prior public experience:
Community Board 1, Second Vice Chair, Youth Chair, Area Committee Chair, Member, District 31 Community School Board, Chair, Exceptional Children's Committee.
What is the most important issue in Council District 49 you would address if elected?
Public education, eliminating overcrowding, ensuring adequate funding to lower the student-teacher ratio, stopping forced school closings and co-locations, encouraging the development of community schools, improve student achievement, graduation rates, and retention.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Transportation, fighting against unfair tolls, improving ferry and bus service. Economic development, ensuring that proposed development provide good jobs and living wages, development and revitalization of neighborhood commercial strips, job development. Public safety, funding for anti-violence programming, increasing recreational training, and job programs for our youth.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
My record of accomplishments, experience, and working to improve the quality of life for all 49th District constituents by championing legislation that, among other things, helps small businesses, addresses transportation needs, protects civil rights and workers' rights, and improves our education system. I have also provided critical funding for our schools, culturals, parks, nonprofits, hospitals, and for road repairs. I will continue to give 110% effort to representing my district.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Mark A. Macron.
Party enrolled in
Republican.
Current occupation:
attorney in private practice.
Previous occupations:
Narcotics Bureau Chief, Richmond County District Attorney's Office. Assistant District Attorney, Richmond County District Attorney's Office. Assistant District Attorney, Office of New York City Special Narcotics Prosecutor.
Education:
Benjamin N. Cardozo Law School of Law, St. John's University.
Organizational affiliations:
Knights of Columbus, Holy Name Society, New York State Bar Association.
Prior public experience:
Assistant District Attorney.
What is the most important issue in Council District 49 you would address if elected?
Constituent access to their City Council representative.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Property tax relief, restrictions on NYPD's ability to protect residents, improve local hospital service, bridge toll relief, Staten Island ferry service.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
As a political outsider and a lifelong resident of the district, I am uniquely qualified to address the concerns of my fellow residents who feel they have no voice in government and presently no one to respond to their quality of life concerns.
Participating in the campaign finance program.